Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha is actually the Torah reading of Yom Kippur, as tonight, tomorrow, this Shabbos is Yom Kippur. It is the only time that we ever fast on Shabbos, practically speaking, because of Yom Kippur. And being that we focus on the Torah reading of Yom Kippur, specifically of the avoda, the service of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest in the temple that took place on Yom Kippur, I'd like to share a thought with you about that service. The high priest went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, and this was the only time during the year that a person was able to go into the Holy of Holies as part of the service. Occasionally someone would go in there for repairs. Their Talmud discusses how they went in. They would put walls, they would go inside a box that had walls around it. They wouldn't see inside and so on, but certainly, in an official capacity, this was the only time that someone went inside the Holy of Holies for the service. And when he finished the service, and he exited from the Holy of Holies, and he completed the service, the Talmud tells us that he would recite a tefillah katzara, a short prayer, and if you pay attention to the prayers that will take place in the synagogue tomorrow, there's a section during the Musaf repetition, the Chazan's repetition, where we discuss at length the service of the Kohen Gadol in the temple, and then at the end it talks about the short prayer that he uttered. And the question is, what is the idea of this short prayer? I mean, people utter prayers all the time, and yet somehow this short prayer gets a special focus on it. I'd like to share with you a thought I heard from Rabbi Aaron Lopiansky of the Yeshiva of Greater Washington, where he says as follows, that the idea of going into the Holy of Holies is, in a sense, departing from this world. You're not really part of this world. The Holy of Holies is a space that is beyond this world, and it's really beyond space. The Talmud says that the items that were in there did not take up any space, and the idea is that space is a characteristic of this finite world. And the temple, to some degree, in the Holy of Holies to a larger degree, is a space that is not quite connected to this world, is somewhat above this world. And the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur itself is a day that is somewhat beyond this world. We abstain from the normal physical pleasures that we have. We live like angels for a day. We remove ourselves from this world one day a year on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, in a sense, as Rosh Kollel, the Dean of the Denver Community Kollel, Rabbi Summers, commented last night in a talk, that Yom Kippur is in time what the temple is in space. Just like the temple in space is a space beyond this world, Yom Kippur is a time during the year that is not quite of this world. And so, on Yom Kippur, which is a day beyond this world, we have a person who is the holiest and highest person, a person who is not quite of this world, the high priest, going to the Holy of Holies that is not quite part of this world, that is somewhat beyond this world. And then he leaves, he emerges. When you emerge, you're coming back into this world. And it's an opportunity to kind of connect the two worlds together. Because the awesomeness and the ethereal nature of the experience of the Holy of Holies is left to some degree in the Holy of Holies. And one can just lose it and leave it behind, and not take it with oneself. And so when the Kohen Gadol leaves the Holy of Holies, when he finishes the service of Yom Kippur, he says a short prayer, and the purpose of this short prayer is to take that level of holiness that he's experienced in the Holy of Holies with him into this world, while he's still connected, as he's bridging the gap between that world and this finite world. He utters a short prayer, and that prayer allows him to bring that experience back into this world. And that is why there's a focus on that prayer. It's the taking of that experience while he's still got one foot in and one foot out to take that experience with him. And as I mentioned, Yom Kippur really is a day that's beyond this world, and we have that opportunity as well. And we have an idea that there's a special holiday following Yom Kippur. A lot of people are accustomed to have a festive meal with meat and other festive accoutrements after Yom Kippur, Matzah Yom Kippur. And one aspect or idea of this is the ability to take the ethereal experience that we've experienced, that very holy, not quite of this world experience of Yom Kippur, with us back into the world. And the truth is, we go into Sukkot a few days later, and Sukkot is the culmination of the process of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But the idea is that as we go through Yom Kippur, it's not just a day to experience and leave behind. It's a day to experience and to try to take it with us into the rest of the year. And so we have a day of Yom Kippur, a great opportunity, and then we have the opportunity to take it with us. So don't just walk out of Yom Kippur and go back into your daily life, but figure out how to take it with you. Take a few moments to appreciate what you've just gone through and to figure out how you're going to make it part of your life moving forward. And then we can make this Yom Kippur truly something that will have a meaningful impact on our lives throughout the rest of the year. I ask everyone for forgiveness in case I have said or done anything during the course of the year that offended anyone. I wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova, a good verdict on our judgment from our Father in heaven, an easy and meaningful fast, a good Yom Kippur, and a good Shabbos.